On the show today, we have Toolcase's very own Sam Piccolotti and Redstone Federal Credit Union's very own Brian Smith talking about the financial fraud trends affecting credit unions today, and a really cool We Got the Bad Guy story using the really cool AI and real-time technology, and caught the guy on site. Police were involved and all sorts of really cool stuff. I mean, amazing, amazing story here from the folks at Redstone and Toolcase. You gotta check it out. Welcome to our show. And on today's program, we're talking a little fraud, unfortunately. Well, I mean, I think fraud is top of mind for pretty much anybody in the financial services industry or any other industry for that matter. I mean, it's everywhere for sure. So, but I'm going to start out with introductions. And right below us is Mr. Brian Smith from Redstone Federal Credit Union. Brian, how are you, sir?
I'm great. Thanks for having me, Mike.
Oh my gosh. Welcome to the show. And thanks for taking time out to be here to chat today. And then right next to me, we have Mr. Sam Piccolotti from Toolcase. Sam, how are you?
Hi, Michael. Doing well. Thanks. Thanks for having us today.
Oh my gosh. You're welcome. Yeah. And this is obviously a top of mind topic for many a credit union, if not all credit unions out there. So I'm glad we have Brian here to give us his perspective on financial fraud trends affecting credit unions, but we're going to tell it from Brian's point of view, because you guys are going through stuff and you obviously employed Toolcase to help you guys out. But first I want to start out with you, Sam. Give us a quick summary on what Toolcase is and how you guys help credit unions.
Yeah, you bet. Toolcase, first of all, we're based out of Denver, Colorado. Have been in business since 1992. We serve predominantly the credit union and banking industry. We've had a handful of other non-FI industry clients, but our expertise and our specialties lie in real-time analytics and artificial intelligence.
Cool.
And we have been supporting FIs with fraud prevention detection since 1999.
Oh, wow. Well, thank you.
Yeah, you bet.
From all of us, you know. So, yeah, any little bit helps in this area, as we all know. So, Brian, I'm going to come to you. I'm going to start at the very beginning. So what was going on at your credit union that really kind of prompted you to look for somebody like Toolcase to help you guys out?
Well, we've actually been partnered with Toolcase for our real-time analytics for several years now.
Okay.
That's been a great partnership. So in this situation we're going to talk about, it was more a story of reaching out to our trusted partner and developing a strategy to try to get these bad guys that are doing bad things, get them caught real time, because that's the key. Many times credit unions find out about their fraud post-incident, many times when it's too late to do much. So if you can cut down on that response, on that identification time that it takes to really figure out you're getting hit and how you're getting hit with the fraud, that's the key. And so that's kind of the success story that we have to share today, is how we partnered together to get that notification put in place quickly.
Gotcha. So your stance is you guys are being more proactive in this area as opposed to reactive. So you really wanted to protect your members ahead of time, right?
Well, absolutely. And you never know when a bad guy's going to do a bad thing, right?
Correct.
Commit fraud. But the key, what we found the key is identifying that as soon as possible, as close to real time as possible, and mitigating that threat quickly. If you do not have real-time analytics, you're not going to be very successful in doing that. You'll find out about it too late. And many times, the way these bad guys communicate, they will hit you quick and fast. And by the time you get mitigation put in place, they may move on to the next person. So it's really imperative, we feel, to have real-time analytics so that we can respond quicker.
That's cool. That's cool. And so, Sam, we're going to turn the tables to you here. Now, what exactly did you guys come? I mean, obviously, the relationship has been there with Redstone for a while now. But what exactly did you guys come in and help them with to kind of fend off the fraudsters, so to speak, and being proactive in this area?
Sure. And I'll let Brian expand on that. But essentially, Mike, we have in our solution the ability for clients to configure parameters and monitoring points, if you will, on their own. But with the assistance of the back office, oftentimes you're finding new trends And maybe it's something that AI is picking up on, or maybe it's something that they've experienced that they want implemented. And in this situation, it was Brian had been working, and he'll tell the story, but had been working with local authorities and had noticed the criminal activity transpiring and needed to make some tweaks from a development and implementation standpoint, to really zero in on what was happening transactionally. And so that's where we assisted in that response.
Okay. Brian, you want to expand on that a little bit? Yeah, I'd like to dive into the weeds here a little bit.
Absolutely. And I'll try to keep it as high level as I can, but sure. Definitely we identify fraud trends daily, right? And they come and go, and there are a variety of different methods and strategies that the bad guys will use or fraudsters are used to attack financial institutions. But one thing that was unique about this threat is we noticed a sudden spike in PIN-based card fraud locally, which is a little unique because card fraud is not unique. And card fraud is something that debit card and credit card fraud is what I'm referring to. That's something that credit unions struggle with, trying to prevent card fraud. But most of the time it is it's not card present, PIN based, local in your area. When you start seeing that, especially mm-hmm. affecting your good long-term consumers that do not have a pattern of reporting this type of behavior, you know something's going on. You know, just about everybody I know's card has been compromised at some time and used somewhere else. So say mm-hmm. you just bought gas in your hometown, and then all of a sudden 5 minutes later that card popped up in Las Vegas. That's typically what we see, or international merchants that are used for fraudulent test transactions and things. But when we started seeing this spike in local PIN-based, keyword PIN-based activity on these established accounts, that we really, you know, every now and then you'll get somebody that will report some PIN-based activity as fraud that may not end up being the case. But on this trend, we could tell that this really was fraud by looking at their behavioral analytics. And we got hit pretty hard by this pretty quick. And it also resulted in local law enforcement getting an influx of people in their offices, right? Because mm-hmm. as people locally here were getting hit, they were going to local law enforcement agencies and opening police reports saying, hey, this happened to me. It happened here in Huntsville. They hit me for $500 or $1,000 or whatever the case may be. And so then we started receiving, that's when we really started perking our ears up and taking notice. Law enforcement started calling and saying, hey, what's going on over at Redstone? And so we put together some data and reached out to Sam and created some real-time fraud alerts that were triggering within minutes of the activity. And that's what's key in being able to dispatch local law enforcement to the scene, mm-hmm. right? And this was a great success story. It took us a couple of weeks to dial in our analytics. We got that dialed in. We worked hand in hand. The weekend before we actually caught the bad guy, we got within about 15 minutes of catching him. But that next weekend, he was back and we got him off the streets, and he's facing federal indictments right now. So,
wow. Okay. Success. This stuff works. Well yeah. done, Sam. Well done, Brian. You got the bad guy.
It's nice to have a success story. You know, Sam and I talk all the time, you know, it's kind of rare that you're able to make an arrest locally, because many yeah. times it's fraudsters from the other side of the globe that are trying this sort of thing. But when they come in our backyard, we're able to get them thanks to Toolcase.
Yeah, and when you mention PIN-based, does that mean they're like attacking ATMs or other retail outlets, or what do you mean by? I mean, pardon my ignorance here, but can you clarify that a little bit or expand on that?
Absolutely. Real quick, most card fraud that we see is either manually keyed, meaning that they are actually keying your card number in to get that authorization, or it's swiped, right. Magstripe swiped. When you start seeing PIN-based, that's a little bit more rare. It's not totally rare, but when you see local PIN-based, what that means is they're using the card locally and they're entering their four-digit PIN number. So, yes, to your point, typically at ATMs, okay. they can also do that at point-of-sale machines.
Okay.
But this trend, we were getting hit at local office ATMs. What I mean by office is it was not a Redstone Federal Credit Union ATM, we have some mitigation already turned on that prevented that from happening in the form of EMV enabling the transaction, EMV chip read enabling the transaction. But they were going to some office ATMs at some other financial institutions that did not have EMV turned on, if you will. And they were able to use the mag strip off the stolen card data. And this bad guy had an encoder. He had, I think he was arrested with between 50 and 100 cards in his pocket.
Oh my gosh.
So he was taking the stolen card data that you can get off the dark web or just about, I don't want to say just about anywhere, but with all the security breaches, you can get card data. It's out there. So he got that. He was encoding the cards. He was using them at local ATMs. And thanks to this analytic that we put in place, we were able to notify local law enforcement within 3 minutes. And they caught him with his hand in the cookie jar, if you will. Actually tied to a larger ring. It just wasn't one individual, but he was based out of a different area here in Alabama. But.
Oh, my gosh. Always the path of least resistance is what they're going to take, for sure. Oh, my gosh. So, Sam, I want to get your perspective on this, because, I mean, you guys obviously put your capes on and came in and helped out. So what did you guys do from your end that helped Brian and his credit union out?
Well, you know, really just in providing the real-time notification capability. As he mentioned, you know, we are truly unique in the industry. Is we're one of the only true real-time data streaming analytic providers available. And so the opportunity for us to be able to take his core transactional data along with authorization data from card processor information, combine that and give him the background analytics and natural intelligence and the AI that allows to provide for the notifications when these events happen, right?
Right.
The rest was really on Redstone and Brian's, intuition and knowledge, you know, working in the system. And really, you know, Mike, you hit upon it earlier, is the proactive position that the financial institution took with fraud. Mm-hmm. Redstone has, in my opinion, has accomplished a couple of things I think that not just other credit unions, you know, can take notice of, but consumers and members in general, is that they decide not in my house, right? So they've made a decision to make fraud a priority. They've empowered their staff with the tools and the technology to be able to combat these kind of situations. But I think the other thing they've done is they've told the criminal network, we're prepared. Go find another financial institution.
Right.
As you just said, you know, that they will exploit a financial institution. If they sense weakness in one area, as Brian well knows, they'll continue to try other pathways. And it's very frustrating from a member's perspective to be the one that has to alert the financial institution that they've experienced fraud. You create a sense of distrust, and it's consumer wide today. So I really commend what Brian and his team and Redstone Federal has done in really just taking that position of being proactive and making fraud a priority.
Yeah, no doubt. And Brian, I mean, I don't want to say any lessons learned here, because that sounds, I don't know, that doesn't sound quite right. But what have you guys learned in this through this scenario, I guess, that being proactive really works, it sounds like. So, I mean, that's kind of what I'm getting from it. So what did you guys, what's your takeaway from this instance?
Yeah, absolutely. You know, we learn something with every new trend. And with this trend, we put three or four analytics together. We stacked them on top of each other and built this unique alert that was able to generate almost real time. And that we still have in place, and we keep that monitored. My boss and I often refer to mitigating fraud as whack-a-mole. Do you remember the game at Chuck E. Cheese, you know, the little mole when you had the little mallet?
Yep.
And that's kind of this case. You know, this trend emerged. We mitigated it with this alert. And now, you know, and word will get out that, to Sam's point, that if you in this bad guy's ring or group of individuals, it'll get out that, hey, they went up there to Huntsville and got arrested. So hopefully they'll go somewhere else. We talk a lot about being a hardened target. But to your point about what we learned a lot about this trend. But what we already knew is that you've got to be real time and you've got to be monitoring it. We have human beings in this office 16 hours out of every 24-hour day monitoring real-time fraud alerts. They monitor about 24,000 a week, the team does. And that's a very proactive approach. And our credit union has decided to staff that and pay for those resources because we want to stop this. You know, card loss, if you combine debit card loss and credit card loss into one bucket, I think most institutions would agree that's one of their largest financial losses, period. Card loss is huge. You know, now granted, card interchange is also one of the greatest forms of non-interest income, but when you consider the losses on cards, it's always one of the largest categories of loss for financial institutions. So we put a lot of resources on trying to combat that.
Yeah. And it sounds like the real-time aspect of it is the key. And it was the key in catching this person as well. So you guys did good.
To Sam's point about trust, I didn't mean to interrupt you there, but it also sends a message of trust when our members hear that Redstone's able to arrest somebody, right? Yeah. I mean, people get frustrated when bad guys get away with stuff. So it was nice to be able to say, hey, we stopped it and this guy's in jail. It's kind of nice.
Yeah, a nice little public relations message as well for your community. So another feather in your cap for sure. So what's next for you guys? I mean, obviously, you know, the bad guys are always going to get better and better at this, and you guys are always going to get better and better fighting this. What's next, Sam? I mean, how do you guys keep these fraudsters at bay? Obviously, the message, they got the message loud and clear that Redstone is going to be a big dead end in this area, but they're not going to stop ever. So what are you guys doing to kind of keep pace or keep ahead of the curve, so to speak?
Yeah. No, good question. As Brian mentioned, the data is out there. I think that's important for, you know, for everyone listening to know is that with all of the breaches that we've seen historically, especially in the last, you know, 5 years, the information is out there on the dark web, not just the information, but tutorials on how to utilize and exploit this information or individuals and financial institutions with it. So you're already up against that, and they will continue to find new ways to evolve this as financial institutions, especially in 2020, have progressed into more digital means of banking, right? We had a giant leap forward for many institutions to go more digital. As we become more digital and transactions become faster, the need for faster and real-time analytics is going to continue to be you know, highly regarded. So what we are doing to stay ahead of the curve and is continuing to develop and work on innovation, and the utilization of artificial intelligence now has taken a big role in our product development. AI is certainly the way of the future because it can look at a myriad of data much faster than an individual can and consume that and highlight things that are problematic. So the installation or the utilization of AI is certainly on the forefront of what we're doing and looking to expand on, as well as automation with the AI. Mm-hmm. As institutions become more trusting in the analytics and what AI is providing, the next step is then to just allow AI to make those decisions for you. So we believe that is the path. We're highly committed to further development that area. I've already embarked on a number of what we refer to as write back capability to core banking systems to automate that process.
Yeah. Love stories like this. The bad guy got caught and you guys did your job. So, and you did it very, very well. So really good stuff. Brian, this actually sounds like an episode of NCIS or something like that, you know, on a tech version, you know, so you might want to send some sort of a, I don't know, letter to Hollywood and say, hey, we got a great story for you. It's real life. So, really cool stuff. All right, guys, anything else to add here to wrap up? Because I mean, obviously, again, this is stuff that's going to continue to evolve and the fight is never ending. But thanks to you guys out there, we got one. So, and it sent a message out there that, you know what, Redstone, you know, it's a dead end here. So go somewhere else. So anything else on that note to wrap up, Brian?
Yeah, I'll just leave you with this. If you're in the financial industry and you don't have a real-time fraud mitigation strategy, you're going to fight a losing battle. You really are. It's all about being a hardened target. You have to send that message that it's not going to happen here. And if it does happen here, we're going to shut it down quick. Yeah. It's not going to be worth your time type thing. And really, I challenge credit unions to put resources behind this. You know, sometimes security and fraud is, you know, it's not glamorous, right? It's not like the new marketing promotions and things. So sometimes it's hard for credit unions to get resources to staff fraud teams and things. But really, I mean, showing the ROI on a system, a solution like Informant through Toolcase is pretty easy because I can show executives, senior executives, hey, we are saving this every month, having this tool in place. And yes, the tool has a cost, but that cost is much less than not having a tool in place. So I just challenge credit unions, get a real-time solution in place, put resources behind fraud mitigation. It will pay for itself and give you dividends in the end.
Yeah, and it sends a huge message out to your membership as well that, you know, hey, you're protected. And that's a huge message to send for sure. Sam, anything else to add from your end?
Just Mike, I think you can probably appreciate that our success is built on the client utilization like that of what we have with Redstone. So again, just highly appreciative of them and our other clients. And thank you for giving us time today.
Oh my gosh. So happy to have you guys on and share this. I think this is going to be a great story to share with other credit unions out there. This is a great example of this stuff works. So put it to test, put it out there and let it work. So great story, guys. So thank you as well for all the hard work that you guys are doing out there to keep those bad guys at bay. So we appreciate the work that you guys are doing.
Thank you.
Thanks, Mike.